AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Pod podcast, whatever that means. Fishing fails, get into scales.
Herb, before we get into the fishing, matey, we were just talking about cleaning barbecues. You would cook a lot of fish on the barbie. Do you clean yours?
Nah.
Yes, I knew you wouldn't.
Never clean the barbie. As soon as I finish cooking, I just shut the lid. And then when I go to start her up next time, I just turn her on and then go out and give her a quick wipe, pour a bit of beer on it, and away you go.
I don't reckon there would be too many males out there, or maybe females, who actually clean their barbie.
You know, when I do a 6 month clean on the barbie,
yeah,
and you go to cook your first feed on it, tastes horrible.
Hang on, there's cockroaches and crap and all
but
stuff.
But you burn all that off.
You wash up a saucepan, so why wouldn't you clean a barbecue?
It's different. Barbecues are different. They hold their flavour. If you have a proper fry pan, you should only ever rinse it. You should never use any form of detergent or anything on it.
Rinse in a paper towel, Spider.
That's it. And then oil it up and leave it.
One thing you don't put in your cupboard is your barbecue. That's why it stays outside. Let the cockroaches have a feed. And then when you turn it back on, fire it up, get it red hot. Good to go.
Well, what about the fishing this weekend?
Last time I saw mine, it was in a skip bin.
on fire.
And that heated up the
whole
lot.
You can see me deep fry it. Sometimes it's like you're cooking in engine oil. It's there.
Oh, yuck, Herb. Oh,
still tastes all right, doesn't it, Herb?
Oh, that's right. You had a good feed of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like golden brown delight, isn't it?
Oh,
yeah.
Unbelievable, the flavour.
Yeah, the way he cooks his prawns, you eat them like grapes. They just go down.
Yuck.
Anyway, fishing this weekend, Herb.
I can't do any of this today.
Yeah, this weekend, it's a bit of a northerly going to blow. Now, that's usually unusual for this time of the year. Usually we see them nice southwesterlies, that cool breeze pushing up the coast, which makes a prime time for Wahoo offshore. I don't think the winds are going to get up that big early in the morning, so you'll still be able to get out and hit the offshore reefs, call for a Wahoo on the 24, especially down the 9 Mile, the Mud Hole, Kira Reef. I mean, there's a few around. The great thing about this time of year is that southerly current, every day is different, push new fish down, push new fish up. So you got to get out there and give it a go. But even if it is a bit of northerly blowing, there's been plenty of bass around up the rivers. They're really firing up the top of the Narang, top of the Cooma, top of the Tweed. There's been some nice grunner brim around the Cooma River too, around Santa Barbara, up through Central Coast stretch. There's been some nice whiting still around, but a lot of vermin in the river still, a lot of catfish, a lot of stingrays. So they will take a lot of your baits. Still a few crabs around. Get out there for the mud crabs. There'll be a few around with that morning high tide. Should be good to get out there early. Run them up the mangroves, crab the tide, and then go home and get yourself a feed. Looking pretty good.
Yeah, good. And what's the pick of the days, you reckon?
Monday, again. Like, tomorrow, it's going to blow a little bit. Get up in the afternoon from the north. Sunday's going to turn a bit more northwesterly in the morning. And that's not too bad a breeze. But Monday, it's going to turn around to a light southeasterly. Monday, Tuesday, pick of the day. So I start coughing at work today and drop some hints, you know what I mean?
And if you're out and about on the water, we're missing 5 Africans and 8 Cameroons. So
5 Africans as well now?
Yeah, there's 13 missing. So hopefully, if you're up around Upper Coomera, keep searching for them, Herb.
Yeah, I'll be looking for the macaroons. They're pretty tasty, them things, I'll tell you. We'll find them and get them in amongst them and we'll make it happen. But, I mean, up here, you never know who's hiding out behind a bin or anything up here. It's really mysterious, Coomera.
And Rod McLeod's still waiting for his rope too, for his anchor.
Oh, yeah. Right, Ronnie. Well, you have to tie up your beacon, son. Sorry. No anchor. I got one here, actually. You can have it. You can have the anchor, mate. But it might be a bit too big for your little boat.
Have a good one, Herb.
Have a good weekend, guys. Stay safe in the water. Get down to Tweed, Scales, Tweed, and get yourself seafood because that's where I got to go. I can't catch any. Over.
Got a question for Bridge.
There we go.
No. What?
I've just got a question. I've got
Hang
to
on.
Ask you.
What? Don't get too personal. Now.
Well, it is. It's semi kind of. It's personal, but it's not. Can
what,
I
what,
ask
what,
you at
what,
the moment?
What?
Can I ask you at the moment how your courses are going? No, because.
No, come on,
no,
Peter.
No. Now, a lot of people understand, they sign up to all these different courses online and there's a whole heap of good courses out there.
Yes.
But you signed up for a fitness one each day.
Stop.
It was a 21-day challenge and you get a reminder on your phone every day. Yeah. You get an email about what you need to do.
Yes. Yes, I do.
How'd you go?
Oh.
Because you used to tell me exactly what you had to do each day.
I still have people that saying to me, oh, my God, I can't believe you're leaving radio, because I did say as a joke, I've signed up to that many courses that I just don't have time to fit radio into my life anymore.
Yeah. So which one?
So I started a 21-day fit, fabulous, fierce and over 40-something fitness course.
And it was only 7 minutes a day. How'd it go?
Well, I get the email to remind me every day that one day I'm going to give it a crack. So, no.
Did you buy that?
Yeah, I bought that. And then I started the, what was the next one I started? Oh, the 12-week Body Boss Challenge. And you get the books and it's amazing. And I've made...
I think you even put that on social media. You're reading the book one day.
Yeah, I was reading the book in bed. It was good bedtime reading.
How'd you go?
No. Well, I haven't done the exercises, but I have cooked quite a few of the meals.
How many weeks in?
I've completed that course.
With no exercise?
Nothing. I've completed it. Tick that one off.
Peter, you
tick
be...
off the 21. No, it is funny.
You should be encouraging.
I'm trying to encourage her.
No, I know, but darling, how can I encourage myself? And seriously, I know the times when I need a good hard look at myself in the mirror,
Did
darling.
You buy one the other day?
I know when to take responsibility for my actions.
Did you buy another one the other day?
Oh, God. So I stuffed up royally, darling. And it was a holistic one. Neil Donald Walsh writes amazing books. He's an incredible man. And I bought this course that was a manifestation thing, and it's your key that unlocks whatever you want in life. Fell for it, right? Not only did I not know it was in American dollars, I paid $250 for this course, which is an installment.
An installment.
Oh, dear.
So not only
I don't have this money.
The 21 days, just she paid for somebody to send her an email every day because she didn't do anything.
Yeah.
The 12-week one she goes and buys.
Yeah.
All she got out of that was two recipes, which you can pretty much
they're just good,
google.com.au
no, good,
and Google cut recipes.
No, they're good.
And now she's just brought this one.
Yeah, this is a 12-week one too. And it started last week, so I'm
for
really
three
looking
installments.
Forward to, hang on a minute. In my defense, there is one course. And it was the 21 day tea detox. And there's a nighttime tea and a daytime tea. Guess what?
You can have vodka with it.
I've had one. One tea bag, and it was the nighttime tea. And I'm telling you what, after that nighttime tea, it just gets rid of anything that was ever in my system anyway to begin with.
He hasn't touched the ground.
And don't you love all the stories coming out there with the Commonwealth Games at the moment? Just story after story. Everybody, you know, different reasons why they won, or they dedicated to different people, from the pole vaulting we saw last night with the Aussie and the women's discus and the beach volleyball. The mountain biking in Narang was a massive hit yesterday.
Oh,
there was just thousands up there, and gee, they went hard.
How were the falls that we saw? They were intense.
They are intense.
Yeah.
And one went last night. My favourite moment was Kyron McMaster. He was the first guy ever from the British Virgin Islands to win a gold medal in the Commonwealth Games.
Aww.
And he won the 400-metre hurdle. It was a magic race. He won it pretty easy in the end. But his coach, unfortunately, passed away in Hurricane Irma last year.
Oh, really?
So he had it all tattooed on his arm, so a tribute. So all those stories are coming out. In the AFL, interesting at the moment, how's this? Richmond have got 90,000 members.
Wow.
90,000 members. The grounds only hold, like the MCG holds 100,000, but some of the grounds they play at. Adelaide Crows have got 83,000, and we do want to get behind the Gold Coast Suns. We've only got 10,000.
Are you kidding?
But we're getting there. We're getting there. Their home games are coming back in June, so we want to get behind the Gold Coast Suns. So they're a little bit away from it at the moment, but we will get there. And don't forget too, it's interesting, it's quite funny at the moment, they're looking for the five Africans.
Yes.
The five Africans and the eight Cameroons that have gone missing out of the Athletes Village here.
Yes.
But they've only been missing for a week.
Yeah.
They're saying in Melbourne now, because Collingwood play Adelaide, they're saying, well, what about for the last 5 years? 22 Collingwood players go missing every Saturday.
Oh, hilarious.
Boom. Shaka-laka. Boom.
Boom. See, if I knew you were going to do that, I would have turned your mic off.
Malcolm Turnbull. Oh, Prime Minister twice in 2 days.
Very lucky.
How blessed are we?
Always a pleasure, Bridget. I've come back today because I wanted to speak to you more and, of course, to you, Sparta and AJ and everybody at 92.5 Gold FM. Yesterday I was talking about congestion-busting dollars.
All the time, yes, yes.
That's what Lucy calls it when she buys me new underpants. Congestion-busting dollars.
It's the three words you're loving to tell Queensland at the moment. Congestion-busting dollars, constantly.
It's all about congestion-busting and dollars.
Yes. But another
Once I've got a slogan, I'll stick to it. Jobs and growth.
Yes, you... Look, another fumble, though, with music.
Oh, no.
Now, okay, last year you couldn't name an AC/DC song, and recently you didn't know the lyrics to You're the Voice.
Well, that's right. It was a wet night when I was down on the Goldie the other night,
yeah.
And I was putting on my little poncho, and of course there was the jubilation of Australia winning gold, gold, gold in the pool, and then all of a sudden, John Farnham's 1986 classic winds up at 31 years old. Of course, the cogs were a bit rusty, but I think I worked it out. Now, You're the Voice, try and understand it. Make a choice and shoot a deer. Whoa, 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 whoa. We're not going to sit in the toilet. We're not going to live nearby. Yo, 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 yo.
Yeah.
Why I got confused is I am the voice. I am the voice of Australia. So they said, you're the voice, that's what I thought they were talking about. Sorry. Keep cutting you off.
Oh, no, you've nailed it then, Prime Minister. But what about... We can't let it go. 30 negative news polls in a row.
Do you know what I'd like to tell you about? I'd like to tell you about the time I went for a terrific paddle on the harbour just last weekend in my kayak. I was perhaps getting out, actually. It was rather embarrassing. You know, your shorts get all moist and then they ride up around your Jats crackers. And there can be a few anxious moments because nobody wants a perfect sculpture of the Prime Minister emerging from the kayak.
No.
Like some kind of Statue of David.
Yes, they
do. But I don't want to talk about 30 negative news polls.
Okay.
I just think that, you know, remember the other night when the Australians waited for that woman from Lesotho?
Yes.
Lino Shaka.
Yeah.
Why doesn't Tits Shorten wait for me? You know, why doesn't he... He's 130. Why doesn't he wait for me to cross the line and hold my hand up and say, you're the real champion? And I'll tell you why. Because he's a vile communist who wants to dress us all in Hessian and steal our super so we have to work for the CFMEU until our dying days. That's why... That is why.
Prime Minister, your good friend Barnaby has said you should get until Christmas. What do you think about that comment?
Well, thanks very much, Barnaby. Where are you, by the way, Barnaby? You're on the back bench. Sorry, mate, I can't hear you. What was that? Coming out of your rancid pork crackling and beetroot bonce, the beetrooter himself having a crack at me. What a low act he is. Who cares about you, Barnaby? You're an accountant that wears an Akubra, you know? If you wanted to be a farmer, you could act like a farmer. Farmer wants a wife. Oh, no, you didn't. You just want to stomp some bird in your office, you rotten monkey.
Oh, Prime Minister.
It's always
funny.
A pleasure.
I'll tell you what, I'll have a crack. I'm going to go down, but I'll go down swinging. I'll tell you that much for sure. Now, before I go, I just want to say that 92.5 Gold FM rocks the closing ceremony.
Oh, yeah.
At Carrara. Terrific. Do you know Carrara is named after the Aboriginal word Carrara, meaning Carrara. Anyway, it's out at Carrara on the weekend, and you've done a terrific job, Goldie. You've made us all feel very welcome and very proud.
Thank you, PM. Friday the 13th, 2018. And... Very
superstitious. Oh, darling. Oh,
we're after them.
You know, it's all very ominous. I don't like it.
Are you superstitious?
I don't like it. I'm superstitious. I don't like the whole 13. I don't like, you know, well, in a lot of hospitals, they won't have a floor 13 or
hotels.
A room 13 in hotels or I think on planes, they don't even have a row 13.
Oh, yeah.
Is that right?
No.
Oh, do they?
It's an exit row 13.
Ah, there we
13
go.
13A is the best seat in the house.
Yeah, I'm superstitious. I don't like Friday the 13th stuff. I don't like the whole black cats. I went through the stage of not being able to walk on cracks. In the pavement.
Yep.
I don't know. But then, is it superstitious or is it a little bit of OCD mixed in with that? What are yours?
Mine's new shoes on benches. Can't put new shoes up high.
No shoes should be on benches.
No, but you know when you know like so you get a pair of shoes, you take them home and put them on the table. No.
Why?
Because I just don't like it.
What was your chewy gum thing with the AFL?
Oh, no, I never used to wear a mouth guard, so I used to have three pieces of chewy as my mouth guard just to keep me occupied. I don't know. Just always ran around chewing gum.
And you had to clean the house before a game, didn't you?
Yeah, always house had to be clean before I left. Argue with Sheree. There's plenty of things.
That happened before the game. AJ?
Well, I was just going to mention, guess who's got a fly today, Friday the 13th.
Oh, yeah. Peter.
I've got to find out what seat I'm in. Row 13.
Do you reckon they have row 13s on?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, I think they do.
I've sat in it.
I suppose they've got to cram them in, right? What about you, AJ?
I used to wear the same undies to the races when Helder Skelter used to race.
I've seen you with your you bet undies 2 days in a row, darling. But
those undies became very holy.
Is that why you had a 5 metre radius around you in the mounting yard?
Yeah, in the mounting yard. The horses were stoned because all the flies would go straight to AJ.
Oh, yuck.
I used to wash them before I went to the races. Rod, yours?
Yeah. Always left sock first.
Really?
Really?
Always. And, well, these days it's a company with a to try to get down there.
I always put my left boot on first.
And never step on the gap between the lift and the floor.
Oh, okay. Oh. I always do have, speaking of Amy Stewart, knock on wood, that's very appropriate, because if I think of something that I don't like to think of, you know, you might have a thought that'll come in your head that's a bit nuts, like, oh, what if something happens or whatever. I always have to not only knock on wood three times with my left hand, but knock on wood three times with my right. So luckily my bed head is wooden, so I'm constantly like, if I think of stuff in the middle of the night, I'm knocking on my bed head.
Oh, Bridget's at it again.
Yeah, that's the only action it's getting, believe me.
Anthony at Labrador, yours.
Back in 1983, I was leaving the Chafee's. Now listen. I was leaving the Chafee's home, right, down on the Murray River, right?
Right, yeah.
That was made in the early 1800s. And I was leaving there on Friday the 13th, midnight, on a motorbike with a chick on the back. I was riding down the road, right? Listen, the road was open when I went. When I went back to take her back, right, at midnight home, the road barrier was across the road. This police car come along, put a siren on. They were after somebody else. I looked around, and I hit this closed road barrier. The road barrier went straight into my stomach and jammed me throttle on, and I went flying down the road at 95 miles an hour. And then I got the closed road barrier, the next one in my stomach, and spent 3 months in hospital, so I nearly died there next to the railway line. That was Friday the 13th.
Anthony, just stay indoors today, okay?
So I know, Bridge, I reckon it's good luck. Because I survived.
Well, that's right. That's the glass half full. That is the glass half full, but I'd still stay inside.
Yeah.
A lot of roadblockers.
No, full moon too.
No, Wiz.
No, it's not. It's a new moon on Monday.
Have a good weekend, Wiz.
Bye, Wizzy.
Father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
Mobile phones. Why do people think you have to be contactable 24/7?
It annoys me.
It annoys me too. If you don't answer, then they follow up with a text. And then if you don't answer that, suddenly there's something wrong with your relationship. They ask the question, why? What have they done? Have they done something wrong? Oh. Where are you? And then they'll ring again. And if you don't answer that, then the relationship is suddenly on the rocks. And then they'll throw another text. And then they'll ring a third time.
Yeah.
If they ring a third time, that's it.
That's it.
The friendship, the relationship is over.
Yeah, that's
you have
right.
not answered three calls and three text messages.
Yep, yep.
Now, this could be over a period of 1 hour, 2 days, or 3 days, but suddenly that is it. You haven't answered your mobile phones. Mm. Why is it that you can't leave your phone for 1 day, 2 days, or 7 days?
No.
Why does our phone actually have to be an extra limb on our body 24/7 to make everyone else happy?
That's right.
I've got a solution. Oh, I've got a saying.
Okay.
Notifications shouldn't be getting in the way of life. Let life get in the way.
Sprayed by spider.
Oh, that's a standing ovation. Bravo.
Confucius say.
Bravo.
I'll say it again. Notifications shouldn't get in the way of life. Let life get in the way.
It's the deepest you've ever been.
Thank you.
What's going on? What's happening?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what's happening. Jim Wilson, how are you?
Good, thank you.
Okay. You are live on the radio, Jim.
We're live on the radio.
Hello.
Live.
Am I seriously live?
Yes, you are.
Yes.
Now,
oh, good stuff. I better be careful.
Pinch yourself. You're live.
You better.
Right, good on you.
Now, we want to know first off, how many coffees have you had? Because one, you're okay. Two, you're a crazy man.
I'm on my first. I'm about halfway through at my favourite cafe, right near in your neck of the woods, actually, you three.
Where?
Well, can I give them a cheap...
Go to Madison's.
Correct. Yeah, that's exactly what I got. I like Lincoln. I've got my poached egg. I've got my smoked salmon on multigrain, and I've got the strong skim latte, and I've got my notes in front of me for day 9.
Yes.
It's my perfect research station. I love it.
I don't know how you two would get a word in. Lincoln and you together. Oh. That'd be a challenge. That could be in the Commonwealth Games.
As AJ would say, you two are Group 1 pickled and porkers.
It's black caviar and winks as far as the talking stage go in the Jibber Fest. Mate, I reckon Lincoln's got me covered. I reckon Lincoln has got me. I never thought I'd say that, but I think Lincoln has got me covered.
Hey, Jimmy, look, it's been magnificent. The last couple of days, gee, you've seen a lot of people out and about. Everyone's really getting behind every part of these Commonwealth Games. But what do you reckon? You've been able to cover a lot of it. The volleyball down Coolangatta, it looks magnificent. Should they make that the home of volleyball?
God, it's amazing, isn't it, Spot? I mean, I think that the beach volleyball and what we saw with our men's yesterday against Canada, it was just stunning. I think the drop is just absolutely spectacular. And I just think the games in general, I mean, it's another beautiful day. The sun's shining and I think people's spirits have really been lifted. I think that everyone's embraced it. And the storylines, I mean, we've gone past our gold medal cup from Glasgow 4 years ago. We've got another 27 gold on offer today, 9 in track and field. Lawn bowls, more gold. Wrestling, more gold. Boxing, more gold. Gymnastics, more gold. And I think, today we're playing, the Opals are playing New Zealand in women's basketball for a spot in the gold medal match. The women's rugby sevens starts today with Australia, of course, Rio champions from the Olympics in 2016. The men start their campaign tomorrow. We have 3 full days of competition still to go, and we are flying. And it's been, as I said, it's been a privilege being part of the 7 team, and I've had an absolute ball.
Do you know my highlight, and I'm sure you will agree with this, Jim, is the inclusion of the para athletes. I have cried. I've had goosebumps. To hear the stories when they're all lined up before the race and to hear that this lady had a farm accident, this one was because of meningococcal, she lost her legs or use of her arms, or the stories behind the para athletes and the fact that they are performing in front of huge crowds, which they so deserve. They should never be separated from here on in, coming from Paralympics to with the Commonwealth Games. It should always be inclusive.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. I think I think the para athletes across 7 sports, something like 38 events, have been extraordinary. I've been a big para or a big supporter of the Australian Paralympic team. I think if you ask me who my favourite athlete across any sport, I would have been saying this for years, and I say it today. Today as we prepare for his final hurrah on Sunday, but Kurt Fearnley is a leader. He's a role model. He's a statesman. He's everything that our country stands for, and everything good that our country stands for. And I hope he does well in the marathon on Sunday. I think he deserves it. But Isis Holt, cerebral palsy. She's unbelievable on the track.
Rhiannon Clark yesterday, the 15-year-old from Jundalup in Perth.
Yeah, brilliant. Evan O'Hanlon in the 100 metres.
The list can go on, Jim, but what are these games going to take away? We got a lot of young athletes there now that, the Olympics in a couple of years, this is going to give them a good stepping stone.
Mm. Yeah, it make a great point, Bart. I mean, I think that it gives them confidence. It gives them confidence that, hey, anything's possible. There's been some world-class performances, in particular at the velodrome, and as you mentioned, the para athletes. For the Paralympics in Tokyo, this team will gain so much confidence out of this, will our able-bodied athletes for Tokyo 2020. So, all in all, ticked a lot of boxes, given them a lot of confidence, and Aussie. It's just been raining gold, and it's been absolutely fantastic.
Jim, just quickly to wrap it up too, how do you rate Usain Bolt's performance at Sin City?
I think he's. So I tell you what, he's coming out of his shell, isn't he? I thought he's. How about him DJing the other night?
Yeah, I know, a liar.
The king of the turntables.
Listen to your laugh.
Actually, it reminded me a bit of Spide, actually. Spide's always loved
in the
bit
day.
Of, I know you love your karaoke more than actual DJing, but actually, Spider's version of House of the Rising Sun is just brilliant. I'd love to do it for them one day.
Stop it.
Jimmy, as we wrap up, you're a good man. You're a great Gold Coast. We love watching you on the TV, mate. You're doing a fantastic job. Before you leave, though, he dropped this earlier this morning. Who do you follow, Jim? Which team in the AFL?
I thought you might ask me about the NRL. I'm a Titans ambassador.
Yes.
So I love the mighty Gold Coast Titans. And I go, in AFL, I go for Carlton.
I'm a Collingwood fan and I'm prepared to admit it, but he did drop this. He dropped this on us this morning.
I was just saying this morning, a little earlier on, because there's five Africans that have gone missing and also the eight Cameroons missing from the...
here we go.
No, from the village. And I was saying they've only been missing for a week. You have to think about the past 5 years. There's been 22 Collingwood players go missing every Saturday.
Laugh, Jimmy, laugh. Laugh, Jimmy. Give him some kudos.
ABC, anyone but Collingwood.
Time to complain about things that drive you nuts. It's Flap Your Gums Friday.
Yes, it is, and we're offering up, of course, as we do each week, and we thank them for that, our good friends at Morton's Quality Meats, the meat tray, $100 meat tray from Morton's Quality Meats, Narang Fair Shopping Centre. Great meat at great prices.
Do you know what? If you're down the southern end, you could just set up a barbie on the side as you watch the cycling tomorrow. It's the men's top.
100%.
The men's, and you're just there, just flip a few sausages.
They might even grab one on the way through.
On the way through, a bit of protein.
Can I kick it off?
And it doesn't have to be negative. It could be a positive flap. Yeah. Flap your gums too, by the way. Yeah. 13, 27, 10.
Can't be positive. Mine's negative.
Oh, Peter. No, come on, Peter.
No, because you know something that does annoy me, and I want to flap my gums about it.
I wonder what annoys Peter. Everything annoys you.
No, is when people have an accident, they don't get their car to the side of the road.
They can't, because you need the cops there to
see
who was in the wrong.
Well, I reckon there should be a new rule. That push your car to the side so then everyone else can get through. You're delaying everybody else because of the accident. Push the accident to the side, work out the situation on the side of the road.
AJ.
So instead of closing three lanes, you're only closing one.
AJ, I mean, Peter, he doesn't get it, does he?
No.
The police have to figure out who was at fault. There has to be spray paint on the ground. There has to be all kinds of stuff.
They don't, because they move the cars and all the cars go through.
Oh.
Flap Your Gums Friday. Kevin of Upper Coomera, flap your gums.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank the community of Upper Coomera. I'm the courier driver out here, and for the last 2 weeks, no one's been on the streets, and it's knocked about 2 hours off my time every day.
Great. Good on you, Kev. All right, Julian Burley Waters, what would you like to flap your gums about?
Yeah, when people go along the M1 or main roads, they drop their rubbish from their cars that they're taking to the tip and they don't pick it up. And it looks terrible along the road.
Terrible.
You could come across a not suburb and you see all this rubbish.
Yeah.
You're right, it's rubbish.
I saw a guy throw a cigarette out the other day. I was annoyed.
Our next night out is Gold FM's Second Chance Dance with AJ Bridge and Spider. We're heading to the Envy Hotel over in Broadie. Thanks, Pete. For the all-new Cocktails and Keys Piano Bar for Second Chance Dance.
This is nothing against those who have found love online, but, you know, I just love that chemistry, that alchemy when you meet someone face-to-face and you're at a bar and you feel the spark and it's so old school. So, let's retrain everyone how to do that. So I'm going to go around the room now, just say, all right, just pretend just for a moment that I'm a good-looking girl at the bar that you might want to... show interest. Mm. So we'll go you first, AJ. What would you say?
Okay.
You saunter up to me next to the bar. I've got a drink in my hand.
Well, I saw you last night and I would have said, wow, they're really nice jeans. Where did you get those from? they were good jeans. Did you see them?
Yeah, they were awesome. They were awesome flares.
I even touched them. I touched them. No, Bridge said, feel them. You did.
Yeah, I did. They were cool. They were amazing jeans.
And if that was a girl at the bar, you would have seen her eyes just start to sparkle with those words of wisdom.
No, it was a lovely compliment. Seriously. I actually had a guy walk past me and go, wow, last night. I went, oh, that's a lovely thing to say. Just that. Compliments are free. Rod McLeod?
Do you have a Band-Aid?
Oh, here we go.
Because I scraped my knee falling for you.
Yes. You know what? Out of sympathy, I'd have a drink with you.
There is a chuck bucket in here somewhere.
Chuck bucket. Oh, hang on. Now let's go to the master of his day. Oh, but I'm sure you never had to even do it because they just fell at your feet, right?
That's right. So I'd just come and sit next to you.
And go what?
Wouldn't need to say anything.
Oh, you are.
No, I'd walk up and I'd go, how you going?
Okay.
And what would you say?
We got a lot of work to do.
What would you say? How you going?
No, I'm going.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah. And I'd go, I bet you're a Pisces.
Why?
Are you?
Yes, why?
Oh, because I know. I just know.
You know because you've worked with me about years, you idiot. All right, we're going to talk more about this next. We've got to teach people again, our age group, if you are single and looking for love, this is all I hear. We all need somewhere to go. We're making the party happen. And, you know, this is why it's old school.
Yep.
It's about meeting someone, feeling butterflies, feeling a connection, not swiping left and right and hiding behind text.
You can see it.
It's the nicest feeling when you've got butterflies.
And you can see it.
And now you two, we were abysmal before, pretending to pick me up at a bar. And I said, just be gentlemen about it. So because it's second chance dance, you get a second chance to try and give me. All right, so I'm at the bar sipping my cocktail on my own. For some reason, I'm on my own.
An oldie bit of goodie.
Okay, come on.
My father was a thief. He stole the stars from the skies and put them in your eyes.
Oh, darling, Nick has just dropped to the floor. No, they didn't. No, they didn't.
Me?
That was good, sorry.
Loose elastic.
No, I'll be serious. What I'd say.
Look at why you're all nervous and uncomfortable.
This is seriously what I'd say. I'd go, what's that?
What?
Because it's your drink, whatever.
Yes, what?
It's in my shout. And that's all. Buy your drink.
See, that's nice.
That's all I know.
That's nice. But then you're all about shouts. That means you'd go, oh, it's your shout.
No. I'd continue to buy. I'm not tight like that.
Yeah, there's a fine line between buying too many for a girl, though.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't overcook the chook.
Damo in Kingscliff, tell us your story, mate.
Well, I used to live in Moolumba and drive the truck to Broccoli Fruit and Veg Mart. And so I noticed this girl across the road one day. I went into the markets and they got a nice big box of fruit and vegetables. And when I knocked on a door and there was no one home, the big rolly dog, a big sharp hay growling at me through the window. So went back to the markets again the next day, called in the master meats and got a huge big marrow bone, cut it down the middle. Oh. Went over, said hello, introduced myself, gave the dog the bone, gave the girl the box of fruit and vegetables and never went home and been married for nearly 14 years with four children.
Oh, no. Damo, that is so beautiful. You know, it's those special touches. That is those special touches.
Yeah, it's fantastic. It's been great.
Oh,
clever.
A box of fruit and a dog bone.
You know what? Yeah.
Yeah. We just don't get a chance to go out anymore. That's the only problem.
Oh, Damo. That's a great story and it's old school love. We love it. Thank you for sharing.
See you easy, guys. Enjoy your day.
You too, mate. Leanne in Oxenford.
How are you going?
Hi.
You want to come along?
I definitely want to come along.
Now, what's going on? Why are there so many incredible women that I know that are smart, sexy, intelligent, funny, career-driven and single in their 40s?
Oh, maybe, we work too much. We need some updates.
But there's men out there single that are intelligent and smart and good-looking that are single too.
I'm not saying there's not.
No.
This is why we're trying to get them together. So why are you single, Dal?
Maybe I work too much, but I'm taking time for myself now.
Yes.
Getting out there amongst everyone. So hopefully I can come to your party.
Well, that's cool because it's old school, Leanne. This is what we want. We want everyone dancing to old school music.
You wouldn't mind my pickup line of, here you go.
Oh, God.
No, it'd be a bit nicer after that.
Funny. I like funny guys.
Yeah, but you laugh at him, not with him. There's a difference there.
And Leanne, thank God he's taken. Day 9 of the Commonwealth Games. We had day 8.5 last night at Hellenica. But that's another story.
Well,
really.
No.
Five to nine. There was a couple of BOGs.
There was. There was a gold, a silver and a bronze medal going at a Hellenica yesterday on the rooftop bar. That's a new rooftop there. We know that
it's been
around for a while, but it's been there. The rooftop's just open and it is magnificent.
Simon, thank you so much. Yeah. Your staff were amazing. The food was delicious and incredible.
Ridiculous. Simon Gloftis, who also used to own the Fish House and now is in partnership with Billy Cross for 19 up at the Darling. Seriously, like I've driven past that every day going, when is that top bit going to open? Because I love Hellenica anyway.
Yeah.
And it was special.
How good was that hummus?
Oh.
Oh.
That the was pork belly. Now, the gold, the silver, the bronze.
Easy.
The bronze, I think, goes to our boss.
Easy, big boy.
The silver.
Careful. Yep.
Well, goes to, he's joining us right now.
Silver
right
medal.
On. Yeah, silver medal.
Okay. Right on.
You were.
No, it was just a celebration, really, wasn't
you
it?
You were so funny.
No, we
no,
just
no, no, it was. It was a good celebration.
It's a good gathering of friends and you know, work colleagues, and we just and we don't do it that often.
No. And what I like about it is it was all, you know, everything was done responsibly.
Yep.
How many bolters do you think you got through?
I slid into a couple.
So just say one.
Yep.
Maybe three.
We talked through the dozens. One.
Come on now.
No. It's good.
Be honest.
We have lots of prizes to win today afternoon.
Hey. What did you say though to me before? You said, "Bridge, I'm not."
I'm not going out for a while. I.e., never ever again.
Oh, come on. We all say that. Yeah. I know. Who got the gold?
Oh, Trent.
Oh, Trent Towson.
Yeah, he looks like Ed Sheeran's old man.
Big version.
Do I get an encouragement award for being there till midnight?
Yeah. Coach's award.
Coach's award for being there till midnight. You two, you all ghosted me at like 3 in the afternoon.
Yep.
I flew the flag.
Yeah.
AJ had a nice shirt on.
He did have a nice
shirt on. Thank you.
Yes, he did.
With a lot of trouble there.
It was very Mediterranean, darling. It suited the whole Hellenica view.
I ironed it on my body.
circa 94.
Al is next here at Gold 92.5. We have a little sojourn for a week. We'll be back in a week's time, and we're looking forward to getting you to our second chance dance over at the Envy Hotel. Thanks, Tom Art, the all-new Cocktails and Keys Piano Bar. Thanks again to Simon Gloftis and all the staff at Hellenica last night. It was fantastic. Have a great day, and don't forget if your car is parked in the marathon zone.
You're going to tow away.
Yeah, you've got to move it by tomorrow, 6 o'clock, and you can go back after 1 o'clock on Sunday, okay? So heed the warning, otherwise they'll tow you away.
AJ, Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.